This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. Hong Kong International Airport remains open for business Thursday. The airport is under increased security following days of disruptive anti-government protests that included clashes with riot police. The extra security personnel at the airport comes after the airport's management obtained an interim court injunction that banned protests outside a designated area inside the airport. Here's one Hong Kong resident.
They put a message. But they shouldn't go overboard, troubling especially foreigners that want to get in and out of the city and stuff like that.
Hong Kong officials said the protests were taking a toll on Hong Kong's airport. Frank Chan Fan is the Hong Kong Secretary for Transport and Housing.
The airport authority's application for injunction is compelled by what had happened in the last 2 days. We have no choice but to go that way.
Hong Kong officials said on Wednesday that nearly 1,000 flights were canceled for the last 5 days leading up to the injunction. India's prime minister delivered an Independence Day speech on Thursday that spotlighted a decision to remove the special rights of Kashmir. VOA's Jim Bertel has more.
India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi defended his controversial decision to strip the Indian part of the disputed region of Kashmir of its semi-autonomous status during a speech Thursday marking the country's independence. Pakistani Kashmir saw rallies and protests across the region. India's decision this month further damaged its already tense relationship with Pakistan, which cut trade and transport links and expelled India's envoy in retaliation. The UN Security Council is expected to hold a closed-door meeting Friday on the situation in Kashmir. Jim Bertel, VOA News.
We have more on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Stock markets in Japan fell Thursday, but not as drastically